By association, all our childhood heroes got me too to the rapists.
They never freed the slaves. They realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens. We think we free because we can see the cage. They knew that race war would be the game they need to play. From people to big teams, they used the media to feed the flame.
Welcome back, everybody. Sorry I've been away for a little bit longer than I would have liked to have been, but I will now give you an update. 2 weeks out from Duke surgery, and he is doing fantastic. Finished his medication. The healing is great. He's had no issues whatsoever. It's like it never happened for him. If you recall, there was a mass that was around by his butt area at the base of his tail on his right side. And it was removed through a surgery at the Animal Surgical Center in East Meadow. Great place. I highly recommend it. The rates, the cost of the surgery was very fair. The staff there are fantastic. They gave me updates throughout the day of the surgery. It was just great overall experience. Highly recommend it. Once again, Animal Surgical Center in East Meadow, New York. So, like I said, Duke is doing exceptionally well. He no longer wears that cone collar. He doesn't go after it. The only thing that lingers is his butt needs to grow back fur. And it's doing such at a slow rate, which it tends to do. But I'm hopeful that by the end of spring, it'll be back to normal. So that's the situation. Duke is doing fine. And I thank everybody who has listened in and has sent their thoughts towards his recovery. So if you would like to donate to the cost of the surgery, like I've mentioned before, the post is up on GoFundMe, and I'll put the link in the description of this audio. Thank you very much for listening to everybody all around the world. I look forward to speaking with you next time. This is your host, Kenny. See you later. Love your chihuahua.